50 Cent took over the rap game back in the 2000s and became one of the biggest artists in the world. But all the success didn't stop money issues from tearing his family apart. And his oldest son is allegedly linked up with the people who try to get 50 killed. This is the sad and crazy story about 50 Cent's beef with his own son. Back in 1997, 50 and his girlfriend Shaniqua Tompkins had their son Marquise together. Having a son changed 50's whole perspective on life. And in an interview, he said, "When my son came into my life, my priorities changed because I wanted to have the relationship with him that I didn't have with my father." 50 wanted to have a good relationship with Marquise, but the situation with Shaniqua got messy and they eventually split up in 2008. At this point, 50 and Marquise were still cool, but then the house where Marquise and Shaniqua lived burned down and Shaniqua accused 50 of trying to kill her and Marquise. Before the fire almost killed her, Shaniqua had filed a $50 million lawsuit against 50. Apparently, the situation got heated during a deposition, and Shaniqua's lawyer said, "There was a confrontation in my office during Mr. Jackson's deposition. My office got trashed. It was very heated." Shaniqua and Marquise were living in 50's house in Long Island with Shaniqua's new man. In her lawsuit, Shaniqua tried to get control of the house, but a judge said that it belonged to 50 and she had to move out. Then a different judge decided that Shaniqua could stay there until the lawsuit was settled. According to her, 50 had someone burn down the house on purpose. She said, "He tried to kill me and his own child. Who do I think did it? Curtis Jackson. He threatened me on Monday that he was going to have someone visit me. My kids are in the house. Who would try to kill your own kids? He's supposed to be all about being a gangster. That's not a gangster. That's a coward."
Mr. Jackson business.
You did think so?
Yes, I know so.
Why do you say that?
He threatened me on Monday.
He did?
He threatened me. "Look, watch what I'll do. I'll have someone come kill you." He threatened me. He threatened me on Monday, and this is what he's trying to do. He tried to kill me and his own child. I know he's too much of a coward to do anything himself.
Shaniqua claimed that around 4 a.m., someone threw a Molotov cocktail in my house. I yelled, "Let's get out of here. We have to go. There's a fire." They tried to run downstairs, but the fire was blocking the way, so they had to climb on the roof to escape. Apparently, Marquise heard his mom's side of the story, and a neighbor said that he called 50 a bastard. 50's team put out a statement that said, "Curtis Jackson expressed deep concern over this fire at his property. He's extremely thankful that everyone, including his son Marquise, escaped the burning house safely." Shaniqua wasn't feeling the claim about 50 caring about Marquise. According to her, 50 never even called to check on him. She said, "He hasn't even called his son, who's completely traumatized after this, to see if he's okay. What kind of man doesn't call his son?" While 50 and Shaniqua were going back and forth in court, 50 told MTV that not being able to spend time with Marquise was the toughest because he's my motivation. "My relationship with my son is changing because me and his mom aren't friends anymore. There's different channels I have to go through. He has lawyers appointed to him through the court, so I have to talk to his lawyer to get things situated for me to actually get him." Over the years, 50 and Marquise's relationship got worse and worse, and 50 says it's all because of Shaniqua's entitlement. Back in 2018, Marquise took the disrespect too far after he posted a pic of himself with the son of Kenneth McGriff. McGriff is allegedly the dude who sent shooters at 50 back in 2000, so Marquise linking up with his son was wild. 50 commented on the picture and wrote, "If both these little n****s got hit by a bus, I wouldn't have a bad day." And in an interview, he said,
"My grandfather will look and say, if it rattled like a snake and it slithered like a snake, is it a snake or do you need to be bit?"
Mm. Would you ever
And it's because you keep seeing the boy show up with people that I'm having differences with. Mm. And it feels like people make a common bond on disliking someone. Like they'll go and
right.
be friends with someone that
yeah.
is upset with them because they're upset with them. Like, and it's showing you that he feels like I'm his enemy instead of, you know.
50 revealed that he tried to fix the situation with his son, but he said when he would show up at places to see him, Marquise would just leave without talking to him. As Marquise got older, the entitlement got worse. 50 said, like many kids in his generation, Marquise has always been into sneakers. Because he's my son, he couldn't just rock any old sneakers either. If a new pair of Jordans came out, he had to have them right away. If Marquise asked for a pair of Jordans on Monday, his mother would make sure they were on his feet by Tuesday. It still didn't make him happy. Instead of being excited to rock his new pair of Jordans, all Marquise could think about was all the retro Jordans he didn't have. When he should have felt gratification, all he really felt was disappointment. I could not relate.
You start picking things. You start mm-hmm. picking your clothes. You start picking, y'all want any of these. Like mm-hmm. specifically, these Jordans are not the new, the ones that's on the shelf, but the retro ones, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, imagine your mom going, all right, I figured out how to get them for you, but it just bothers me because your father, you're supposed to have them all.
Right.
And then every time you get what you ask for, all you can think of is how many other colorways they made that you don't have right. and your dad don't want you to have.
50 came from the bottom and wanted to give Marquise a better life, but he also wanted him to work hard and build something of his own. But according to 50, Shaniqua's laziness passed down to their son. He said, my situation changed and I suddenly had resources at my disposal, a lot of resources, and I wanted to share them with Shaniqua. We weren't together anymore, but she was the mother of my son. I wanted her to find her own success. With that in mind, I would ask her, what do you want to do with your life? But no matter how many times I asked, Shaniqua never had an answer for me. At the time, 50 was cutting Shaniqua a check for $25,000 every month. He was making sure her and Marquise were straight, but he also wanted her to make something of her own and set a good example for their son. He said, it was incredibly frustrating. I didn't like sending a check every month to someone who didn't seem to have any interest in working. It finally came to a head one day when I was visiting her and Marquise one weekend. So, what do you want to do? I asked her again. She looked at me, rolled her eyes, and said, ain't nobody working if they don't have to. I don't mean to sound dramatic, but it was one of the most shocking conversations of my life. I'm extremely serious about the value of hard work. I believe it creates not only success, but happiness too. When Shaniqua said, ain't nobody work if they don't have to, it was like she was dismissing everything I believed in. At that moment, I knew things would never be right between us. 50 says his relationship with Marquise going left is because of Shaniqua. But Marquise told Wrap Up in 2017, it completely went south when I was probably like 10 or 11. He wasn't really around enough. It kind of dwindled down as time went on and certain events happened. As I got older, you start realizing things or you start seeing certain patterns and it takes an effect on your relationship with people. That's what happened with me and my father. He's still alive, but I can't tell you our last conversation or the last time we even had a dialogue. In the same interview, Marquise said, my dad was my superhero. He's on television, he does this, he does that, he would take me to school. It was like having a father who's Superman, more or less. Around the same time, he decided to take after his dad and hop in the booth. But he didn't have a wild come up in the streets like 50, so Marquise dropped a diss track against his own dad instead. On his debut track Different, he said, why are you so serious? Keep my name out your mouth. I do the same. Hate you want a cookie? Man, I feel like I'm game. And I lost my pops. He's still alive. Save it for a different song, a different time. The whole situation is tragic. And in 2020, 50 did a live stream with Van Lathan and said,
it is sad. It's a sad situation, right? And when you pray for success, you don't necessarily pray for the things that come with it, right? And there's no such thing as success without jealousy, without envy, or entitlement.
And when Lathan asked him if he still loves Marquise, 50 told him,
I used to. I didn't think success would cost me my firstborn, but it's the situation it is.
The beef cooled off for a while, but Marquise made headlines when he went live with Choke No Joke and complained about the child support he got from 50. After he turned 12, 50 still sent him $6,700 every month. But apparently, that wasn't enough for Marquise. He said,
$6,700 a month in the state of New York City. You do the math. You're talking about a Forbes lister. Hold on, wait, listen. You're talking about somebody that has problems with everybody. You can't just live in any neighborhood. $81,000 is not a substantial lot of money.
Marquise got clowned like crazy for complaining about getting $81,000 a year for free. And after he got roasted online, he posted a picture of himself with the word entitled spelled out in cash and captioned it with, since y'all think $6,700 is so much money, someone tell my pops I'll pay him $6,700 for just 24 hours of his time so we can do everything I ever wanted to do with him as a kid. 50 clapped back by posting a clip from the show Power where his character murders his own son. He wrote, no caption needed, on the post and let everyone know what was up. Then Marquise told TMZ,
I don't even know if a sit down can actually restore the situation. This is more so it's an olive branch. Like, if you up for it, I'm up for it. I'm definitely willing to sit down with him and so I can hear his perspective and gain a little bit of understanding. I mean, like,
Even though he was just complaining about not getting enough free money, Marquise told TMZ,
"For me, personally, it's more so for the relationship more than the money to me, because if it's about the money, then I'm willing to put it up to make at least make the situation a little bit better if possible. If we do have a sit down, I don't necessarily know what to expect or what it looks like, but if it takes me paying him for his time, I'm more than willing to do that."
50 clown Marquise again by posting a skit on Instagram. In the video, 50 is watching the clip of Marquise complaining about the money. Then he turns the TV off and says,
"This is crazy. I'm 25 years old. Why are you still talking about child support?"
Then 50's homies, Tony Yayo and Uncle Murda, come to his door and start asking for $6,700 payments like Marquise got. What made the diss even more savage was that 50 dropped it on Marquise's 26th birthday. Marquise responded and said it was the first time his dad ever gave him a birthday shout out. And then he clapped back by posting a scene from Power where a character murders his own dad. Nobody knows how the situation will end up, but hopefully 50 and Marquise can find a way to stop beefing and put all the drama behind them. If what 50 says is true, Shaniqua will really turn their son against him. But maybe now that he's an adult, he'll realize his mom wasn't right about everything. 50 definitely isn't known for squashing beef, but hopefully he'll make an exception for his own son.